Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is Thursday, November 20th, 1 week before Thanksgiving, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. I have an office full of animals right now. I've got Esther there. I've got Buster down next to me. I've got Toby laying down, and I've got Missy in and out of the office, so that you're going to probably see quite a bit of activity behind me tonight. But welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see who's coming in tonight. North Louisiana, God bless you. Hello, Maine, God bless you. Georgetown, Texas, hello, God bless you. North Carolina, Tucson, Arizona, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's see who else is coming in. Ohio, hello to our friends in Ohio. God bless you. West Virginia, Gardens, Florida, Long Island. God bless you guys. And hello to our neighbors in Long Island. Texas, many Texas coming in. God bless our viewers in Texas. We love Texas. And we actually have friends in Texas as well. Let's see who else is coming in. California, God bless you. Multiple Californias. Let's see, New Paris, Indiana, hello and God bless you. Martha's Vineyard, God bless you as well. We see Knoxville, Tennessee, Ottawa, Illinois as well. Let's see, Hudson, New York, God bless you. Hudson, New York's about 40 minutes north of us, actually. So Hudson, these are our neighbors. Hello to our neighbors in Southern Jersey as well, God bless you. I see Omaha, Nebraska as well. Delaware, Dover, Delaware, God bless you as well. Let's see, Buffalo, New York, hello to our neighbors in Buffalo. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else is coming on. Plattsburgh, New York as well. That's not too far from Buffalo. Hello, hello to our neighbors in Plattsburgh, New York, Utah as well. Let's see who else is coming in. Australia, hello to our international audience coming in. Very happy to have you with us. And I'll do it. New Zealand, hello to our friends across the globe in New Zealand. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see. We'll do a couple more before we begin. Melbourne, Australia, hello, and God bless you as well. Oh, someone's coming in from Massachusetts. Yeah, God, that's the way to put it, New England. Let me tell you. I understand that well, living in New York. Oh, let's see here. Oh, Kentucky, hello, and God bless you as well. Bahamas, hello to our wonderful friends in the Bahamas. So happy to have you. New York City, hello to our neighbors in New York City right now that are batting down the hatches, getting ready for January 1st. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm just going to say this. I got a word from the Lord that's going to be like launching a bazooka right now tonight in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. So this is a word that is jam-packed, and it's about 8 pages long, this word. And so it's intense. It is mind-blowing. And there's something after the word that I'm going to talk to you about as well that is going to absolutely blow your mind. And we're going to get into that as well. So if you could, we will open up in prayer. Tonight, we're going to give this over to the Lord because of the weight of this word, and then we'll begin. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, your almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Do your precious holy name, Father. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And Father, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, that every day you literally renew your covenant with us, Father God. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And he paid the price in full at Calvary. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, literally descended into the bowels of hell, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back to be with the Father, victoriously took his rightful place at his right hand, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, your glory, your truth, Father God, your presence just saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that the Holy Spirit would go forth tonight and be the counselor. Father, we want you to have your way tonight. We welcome you to move mightily, Father, and have your way, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps, order my words tonight, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. I ask that you fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels, Lord, of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, as we go forth in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, threat, every hex, vex, spell, curse, sorcery, witchcraft, dark art, or any form of weaponized demonic activity of any kind. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ and command that all be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the potter, Father God. We are simply receptacles of your glory that you mold and that you fill, Father God. Lord, we are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. We owe you every single breath, Father God. And we bless your holy name and we praise your holy name with that breath. And we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, Father. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for tonight, Father God. Lord, we thank you that you are ever present. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forevermore, Lord. We praise you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, everybody who is jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it right now. It does help us. Like and subscribe. We have a powerful word from the Lord to share with you that I got at about 6 o'clock last night after being in prayer. This came. It is about 8 pages. It is pretty mind-blowing. It is potent. It is weighty. And so we're going to go over that first. We're going to read the word and release the word of the Lord first. And then I've got something to show you after the word that is absolutely going to blow your mind. The Lord keeps unpacking these things for me. And when we get done with the word, I'm going to get into that part of it. But praise the Lord, we're going to release the word of the Lord first. So let me just get it up here because it's quite lengthy. And it will go up on the blog, by the way, as well. So let's begin with first the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. All praise, glory, power, all praise, glory, honor, and power and majesty be to the Lord of hosts, creator and sustainer of the heavens and the earth, who rules with a rod of righteousness and administers justice to the nations. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, who was before the foundations of the earth were laid. And to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, be sober-minded and vigilant, my children, in an hour of trickery, in an hour of treachery, in an hour where the enemy has attempted to dig deep cavities within your nation to fill with his plans, with his agendas, with his power moves and advances of influence that are meant to lead the people to err. In a time they must be sober-minded, they must be alert, they must be aware of the great deception, says the Lord, not participate and capitulate to them, says the Lord. Confused sheep become fodder for the enemy's taking, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, am about to bring about a great shift, a great sifting that shall sift through the confusion and noise within a broken political system, says the Lord, that shall sift through with great shaking what has been peddled through the airwaves, says the Lord. For your pods shall fracture, says the Lord. Your voices shall crack. Your platform shall waver as this great sifting takes place, says the Lord. For those, and in parentheses, it's the number three, because the number three showed up in this, so I put in parentheses. For those foundations built upon sand, when the sifting begins, will fragment and splinter and be broken up, and the true weakness and compromise shall be exposed from within, says the Lord. As what outwardly appears to be a giant, what outwardly appears to be strong, inwardly is decayed, fragile, and weak, says the Lord. And this sifting that shall occur in the coming months shall expose the shell and illusion that was being perpetrated against the people, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I am building up fortresses in this nation, strong towers, says the Lord, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe, says the Lord. You shall see these fortresses suddenly built in cities and states, says the Lord, where they attempted to steal and feast, says the Lord, upon the ignorance of the people, upon the ignorance of leaders, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, you shall see such leaders sobering up in this time to see the intoxication and manipulation that infiltrating group so built a web from within. And that web shall be exposed, says the Lord, a multi-state web, an international web, under the guise of brotherhoods, coalitions, and religion, says the Lord, that web shall be exposed. That web shall not only be exposed with Ishmael, where governors shall be exposed for aiding and abetting such a web, but that web shall be exposed at the Vatican, says the Lord, an interweb of religion and resources funneling to terror, says the Lord, under the guise of helping the disenfranchised, says the Lord. That web and all its traps, its designs, its channels, shall and will in this time be exposed, says the Lord. For the lion itself shall become prey, says the Lord. The predator shall become prey, says the Lord, including in England, says the Lord. For they allowed a strange lion from another territory who does not know me, nor truly serves me, though it so claims to, allowed that lion to come into unnatural territory and begin to establish its dominance, says the Lord, within England, and its cubs, says the Lord, within the United States of America, says the Lord, within Canada, says the Lord. And now such lions from foreign lands who do not know me have taken unnaturalized territory, says the Lord, with the help of Parliament, with the help of Congress, with the help of governors, says the Lord, and for such their portion shall be, they will prematurely step down in shame as their interests are gut wide open and exposed, says the Lord. The young lions shall rise to challenge, says the Lord, those who are leaders in chains attached to the most wicked enterprises within the earth. The fate of Herod shall come upon some of them, for they have become a stranger to me and exchange righteousness for strange fire, says the Lord, strange fire upon strange altars in nations who more and more they acquire strange customs that are blasphemous to me, says the Lord. Ichabod shall be written upon such government buildings, says the Lord. For rogue priests have ratified you, and this shall and will be put down, says the Lord. For the blasphemy that was committed on the Day of the Dead, says the Lord, in Mexico, the leadership shall be paid their wage in full, for you attempt to rise up and destroy the heirs to hold your seat, says the Lord. However, I, the Lord, have hidden one away who is being raised up to know me. And I, the Lord, shall in a spectacle bring them to the forefront of the political, and the cartels will not be able to touch him. For my hand, capital, shall be upon him, says the Lord. You may currently have the seat. However, says the Lord, you do not have the anointing. Saul shall be stripped in this time in many forms, says the Lord. Absalom shall be lured to their demise, says the Lord. Red and blue, says the Lord, within the political party of this nation. In Parliament, says the Lord. In Canada, says the Lord. Oh, the blood you have shed and the agreements you have made with foreign gods shall be costly to leadership in this season, says the Lord. Those whose voices fill the air shall suddenly find themselves muted, shall find themselves descending, shall find themselves in a thick forest of their own making where they cannot see through the darkness and confusion they have ushered in. And it shall be their downfall, says the Lord. Those voices must repent and back away now, for you are moments away from such an ensnaring and a fall, says the Lord. For the collateral damage must be accounted for in this time, says the Lord. The wage must be paid, and the lies must be reconciled, says the Lord. For the lies, oh, the layers and layers of lies and deception that have been held together by those who claim they want to bring justice to the people. However, it is not justice they bring, but bitterness and soul sickness and the aroma of rage and confusion, says the Lord. That bitter serpent is about to turn on the snake charmers who foolishly release such, and now will indeed bite them. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, what is attempting to move about undetected, to rear up for a strike, I, the Lord, am magnifying in this hour in the nation. Eagle eye, says the Lord, eagle eye shall be given to my faithful ones, the sharpness and sight to see through the depths, says the Lord. For the serpent is rearing up for one last major strike, says the Lord. A major strike, that's capital. This is a multi-headed serpent that has mutated and joined with another nation and has created a multi-headed snake that is rearing up for multiple strikes at once, says the Lord. Be prayerful and vigilant and intercede, for this strike is stopped. Be prayerful and vigilant and intercede that this strike is stopped, very short of its mark. And the multi-heads of the serpent are caught and removed, so the body has no more vision, says the Lord. For the snake is looking to birth forth eggs of fire, says the Lord. Fire in many forms. This multi-headed beast has laid eggs in cities. It has laid eggs near the mayor's office of Washington, D.C. It has laid eggs in Chicago, in Michigan, in New York, in New Mexico, in California, in Virginia, says the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. Flying, that's capital, says the Lord. Airspace shall be violated, says the Lord. High alert shall turn into emergencies at the Pentagon, says the Lord, if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. They have planted briefcases, says the Lord. They have planted briefcases. One near a major bridge and hub that has two levels, says the Lord. One near a golden gate, says the Lord. One will be attempted near the gate of the White House, says the Lord. Briefcases that are wired, says the Lord. Pray and intercede for the miraculous malfunctioning to occur, says the Lord. The Taliban is on the move, says the Lord. They have extended the coalition of brotherhoods in the land, says the Lord. A similar event in America, England, and Israel shall make a triangular connection, says the Lord. Crisis at the UN, says the Lord. Crisis, high security stakes, says the Lord, as the UN is about to get itself caught in a bear trap, that's capitalized. As that bear trap snaps, that's capital, says the Lord, a red dragon shall rear up from the Far East, China, China, says the Lord. Oh, I see your blueprints and plans for a multi-point attack upon Taiwan, says the Lord. I see your plans to create a ruse to lead defending nations astray that you may attempt to take Taiwan as prey, says the Lord. Oh, you forget, oh, capital leader of China, for the blood you have shed, for the pastors you have imprisoned, for the resources you have stolen, there is a wage required of you if you attempt such an advance. There shall be loss on a national scale and leadership crashing capital in the midst of an operation that goes up in flames. Japan, Japan, high alert, says the Lord. High alert. The dragon shall hurl a fireball at you, says the Lord. The dragon in India shall go to war, says the Lord. A high escalation as the Hindu gods of the abyss are ferociously eyeing territory to take, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, pray for your leadership, O America, that they are not lured in this time with the aroma of a deal that is truly a trap, says the Lord. Do not divide of land or speak of such that I, the Lord, have created the covenant and bounds for, says the Lord. For the day, says the Lord, that such is inked is the day the United States shall see a great shaking, says the Lord. O leadership, you are the keeper of your flock. Do not bring them into a pit, for the bounds are for me to define, says the Lord, not lost people to demand, says the Lord. Envelope, says the Lord. Just watch envelopes, a string of them, showing up in the capital of your nation at a precarious time, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, for a triple threat is being hatched, says the Lord, against your leaders in this time. They cannot be drawn into frivolous fights or matters, for it is all a ruse and a distraction to look the other way for a moment so crisis can be activated. Do not waste your words, O leadership of America, in this time. Do not give the enemy hollow, shallow, fleshly words to take and reverse engineer as a spear back at you, says the Lord. Speak from faith, says the Lord. Speak from prayer, says the Lord. And watch the battles I turn in your favor, says the Lord. Absalom has positioned himself in the nation, says the Lord. Watch the conspiracy grow strong, for it must be quickly put down, says the Lord. Or nearing the 2-year mark, there will be a force step down that could shatter your nation, says the Lord. Absalom may arise. Do not allow him to place gatekeepers at the gate of Congress, at the gate of the White House, at the gate of cities that are financial hubs. Do not bring Absalom back. Do not let him move about the kingdom, for he is planning your overthrow, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the mockery of my people shall turn on the mockers, says the Lord. The mockers shall have such mockery sevenfold upon them, says the Lord. For they do not know me, though they claim such publicly, they do not know me or my ways. Just because one can quote scripture does not mean they know my ways, says the Lord. Those who yell the loudest of injustice, many of them do not know me, nor do they privately serve me, says the Lord. They serve themselves, and their ways of thievery they never unhooked from. In this time, this shall be uncovered, says the Lord. For Judas claimed to serve the Lord. He claimed to have the best interest of Christ and his disciples at heart. Judas claimed an allegiance that was never there until he could not hide such a betrayal anymore. Watch the betrayals in this time, says the Lord. Shocking betrayals in the conservative movement, in the movement of the donkeys, betrayals in media, betrayals of governors, betrayals within the church, the denomination, says the Lord, the fractured, splintered denominations who serve the denomination more than they serve me. One of the most shocking betrayals in the Catholic Church shall emerge in this time. The Church of England, says the Lord. Episcopal, says the Lord. For you have let the betrayer and destroyer in, and now it shall turn on you, says the Lord. Watch what gets turned on its head. Watch, says the Lord, for the heads of these will have explaining to do that will not leave those areas whole, says the Lord. For the old wineskins are being removed. The old wineskins are being destroyed. The old wineskins are being retracted. For I, the Lord, in this season am pouring new wine into new wineskins. For the time we are entering, you cannot do things the old way, the business as usual way, the everyone else has done this so I can way. No, says the Lord, that's capital. This is a new way being carved, a new method, new strategy in many arenas, a fresh perspective, a spiritual refreshing, a boldness, a fire, prayerful strategy that shall rise like a wave in the political, says the Lord, to take out the sandcastles and operations the old have operated by. For, says the Lord, the water of my word shall leave it a mound of nothing. As you see how weak these parties and organizations and leaders truly were. No substance, all show, says the Lord. This shall take place over the next year, says the Lord. And says the Spirit, and says the Lord of hosts, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. You shall mount up, level up, come up higher, be promoted and placed beyond the gates of influence, that my capital perspective, my capital plans, my capital purposes, my capital ways, my capital Spirit may infiltrate such areas of your nation. Yes, the enemy has infiltrated. Now I, the Lord, with my capital Spirit, shall come in like a flood. Thus says the Lord, I am raising up a leader in England, a leader who knows me, a leader who is not afraid of Ishmael, a leader who will provoke an entire nation that has lost its way to think and to exit capital, the old way of doing such, and throw off such wineskin. This shall be more potent than Brexit, says the Lord. And mayors who serve Ishmael shall be overthrown through this, and some territory shall be taken back, says the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord shall be upon this leader. They shall not look the role. However, when they open their mouth, a provoking power that comes from me, the provoking of the counsel of the Holy Spirit, shall come forth and stir the people. It shall dismantle sophisticated arguments in high places, says the Lord. It shall destroy the flow of the stranger and foreigner who is hostile to the foundation of such a nation, for they attempt to lay a new foundation over the old, and a large excavator shall come and rip up such a foundation, says the Lord, before the world, as a cry shall come out of England. Woe, woe, a wail, W-A-I-L, a wail is coming out of England that the whole world will hear, and it shall begin a revolution and an exit and a driving out, an impeachment, an exit and a driving out, and impeachment, impeachment, says the Lord. For it shall rise in England, it shall arise as a whisper in America, that shall attempt one last shout and be muzzled like an ox, says the Lord. For the battle is great, says the Lord, for the nations of the earth. However, I, the Lord, am about to make sudden moves. The enemy cannot have the vision to see, and his mouthpieces will be wrought in shame as these moves take place, that shall shift alliances in the earth, bait the rebellious to their demise, and bring cries of renewal and revival, for souls are crying out. The largest universities in your nation shall have a wave of my capital glory, says the Lord, come upon them in this season. And they shall on their knees take over the streets and cry out to me, says the Lord. For the young cubs are coming to the Lion of Judah, says the Lord, pursuing fervently. And I, the Lord, shall answer such in this time, in this season. A great fall in Chicago, an outcry that shall grip the nation, for the one who sits enthroned in chains that holds the rights to such shall be stripped in this season. Stripped, says the Lord. Grace has gone forth, which means judgment is present, says the Lord. Gangs shall put down their weapons, says the Lord, as these chains are cut and righteousness enters the atmosphere. It is coming, says the Lord. Know this day you serve a mighty God. I can do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power at work within you, my children. So ask of me in this season. I have come for your words. As other tout bitter gall amongst the airwaves, they are missing such a window. Come to me, ask me, says the Lord, for I shall open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings in an unusual time for my children, for they are moving into unique positions within the nation. Thus says the Lord, disaster has been determined against the butchers of the Congo, who have shed the blood of my people to power their territories and principalities. Disaster has been released against you. Whole armies and fighters shall be wiped out by unusual circumstances, for I, the Lord, have spoken such. I am God, there is no other, meaning Almighty God. I am, says the Lord. So he says, I am God, there is no other. I am, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at my capital right hand. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I am so heated up right now from reading that word. You can feel the weight on this word. I want to go over some parts of it with you before I get into the second part here. So this is a long word. And it's interesting because the Lord talks about that this is a time that we have to be sober-minded and vigilant in an hour of trickery, in an hour of treachery, in an hour where the enemy has attempted to dig deep cavities within your nation. So he's setting the tone of what we are to be alert for. That we have to be alert and must be aware of the great deception, says the Lord, not participate and capitulate to them, says the Lord. Confused sheep become fodder for the enemy's taking, says the Lord. Yes, and he talks about bringing about a great shift and a great sifting that shall sift through the confusion and noise within a broken political system, says the Lord, that shall sift through with great shaking what has been peddled through the airwaves, says the Lord. For your pods, P-O-D-S, shall fracture, says the Lord. Your voices shall crack, your platform shall waver as this great sifting takes place, says the Lord. And then he goes into the foundations built on sand, what is going to happen to them. And he talks about giants. He says, outwardly appears to be a giant. So he's going to expose what's compromised. And he says, what outwardly appears to be a giant, what outwardly appears to be strong, inwardly is decayed, fragile, and weak, says the Lord. This sifting that shall occur in the coming months shall expose the shell and illusion that was being perpetrated against the people. So he talks about that as too. He talks about building up fortresses in the nation. He talks about as well leaders sobering up in this time to see the intoxication and manipulation that infiltrating groups so built a web from within, and that web shall be exposed, says the Lord, a multi-state web, an international web under the guise of brotherhoods, coalitions, and religion, says the Lord. That web shall be exposed. That web shall not only be exposed with Ishmael, where governors shall be exposed for aiding and abetting such a web, but that web shall be exposed at the Vatican, says the Lord, an interweb of religion resources funneling to terror, says the Lord, under the guise of helping the disenfranchised, says the Lord. That web and all its traps, its designs, its channels shall and will in this time be exposed, says the Lord. For the lion itself shall become prey, says the Lord. The predator shall become prey, says the Lord. And he says, including in England, how they allowed a strange lion to come in from another territory that does not serve the Lord, though they claim to, and allowed that lion to come into unnatural territory and begin to establish its dominance, says the Lord, within England. And its cubs, says the Lord, within the United States, because we're a cub of England. We were birthed out of England. America literally was birthed out of England. So, and its cub, says the Lord, within the United States of America, says the Lord, within Canada, says the Lord. Okay, let's see. He also goes into as well He says, and now such lions from foreign lands who do not know me have taken unnaturalized territory, says the Lord, with the help of Parliament, with the help of Congress, with the help of governors, says the Lord. And for such their portion shall be, they will prematurely step down in shame as their interests are gut wide open and exposed, says the Lord. He talks about young lions rising up and challenging in this time as well, and that the fate of Herod shall come upon some of these individuals, these leaders, for they have become a stranger to me and exchange righteousness for strange fire, says the Lord, strange fire upon strange altars and nations who more and more they acquire strange customs that are blasphemous to me, says the Lord. He talks about Ichabod being written upon such government buildings, and Ichabod means the glory has departed. I believe it's in 1 Samuel, if I'm not mistaken, at the beginning of 1 Samuel. And then this is interesting. The blasphemy that was committed on the Day of the Dead, says the Lord, in Mexico. So he's calling it blasphemy. The leadership shall be paid their wage in full, for you attempt to rise up and destroy the heirs to hold your seat, says the Lord. However, I, the Lord, have hidden one away who is being raised up to know me. And I, the Lord, shall in a spectacle bring them to the forefront of the political. And the cartels will not be able to touch him, for my hand, capital, shall be upon him, says the Lord. You may currently have the seat. He's talking to the leadership of Mexico. However, says the Lord, you do not have the anointing. And right after that, he goes into Saul shall be stripped. The reason why the Lord's doing this is because Saul had the position without the anointing. David had the anointing without the position. So the Lord's saying, you may have the position, but you don't have the anointing. And then he goes right into Saul shall be stripped in this time in many forms, says the Lord, and Absalom's shall be Lord to their demise, says the Lord, red and blue, says Lord, within the political party of this nation. And in Parliament, says the Lord, in Canada, says the Lord, and any warns Canada, all the blood you have shed and the agreements you have made with foreign gods shall be costly to leadership. He gives that warning as well. He talks about the voices who fill the air suddenly finding themselves muted, shall find themselves descending, shall find themselves in a thick forest of their own making where they cannot see through the darkness and confusion they have ushered in, and it shall be their downfall, says the Lord. And he warns those voices to repent and back away now. He also goes into what is attempting to move about undetected to rear up for a strike, I, the Lord, am magnifying in this hour in the nation. Eagle eyes, says the Lord, shall be given to my faithful ones, the sharpness and sight to see through the depths, says the Lord. For the serpent is rearing up for one last major strike, says the Lord. A major strike, capital. This is a multi-headed serpent that has mutated and joined with another nation and has created a multi-headed snake that is rearing up for multiple strikes at once, because it's got multiple heads, says the Lord. Be prayerful and vigilant and intercede that this strike is stopped very short of its mark, and the multi-heads of the serpent are caught and removed, so the body has no more vision, says the Lord. And then he goes into, and this is another important part of this word, for the snake is looking to birth forth eggs of fire, says the Lord. Fire in many forms. This multi-headed beast has laid eggs in cities. It has laid eggs near the mayor's office of Washington, D.C. It has laid eggs in Chicago, in Michigan, in New York, in New Mexico, in California, in Virginia, says the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. And he says, flying in capitals, says the Lord. Airspace shall be violated, says the Lord. High alert shall turn into emergencies at the Pentagon, says the Lord, if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. And then he talks about the planting of briefcases that are wired. He talked about one being near the gate of the White House, but then others near bridges or major hubs. One of them, he says, a major bridge and hub that has two levels. Okay, so that was said as well. And after that, which is interesting, is when the Lord says, the Taliban is on the move, says the Lord. They have extended the coalition of brotherhoods in the land, says the Lord. So it's interesting. One came right after the other. And then he warns about a similar event in America, England, and Israel that shall make a triangular connection. He goes into a crisis at the UN. They're going to get themselves caught in a bear trap. And as that trap snaps on them, that's when the Lord is warning China and he sees what China is about to do in the blueprints for a multi-point attack on Taiwan, and that they're going to create a ruse so those that try to defend the nations are taken astray, are tricked. That's what's being warned here, that may attempt to take Taiwan as prey. He also basically warned the leader of China, the charges that are against him, I believe, in the court of God. And he says, such an advance there shall be loss on a national scale and leadership crashing capital in the midst of an operation that goes up in flames. He warns Japan, high alert, that the dragon's going to hurl a fireball at Japan, and that the dragon in India shall go to war with a high escalation as the Hindu gods of the abyss are ferociously eyeing territory to take, says the Lord. He says to pray for leadership in America, that they are not lured in this time with the aroma of a deal that is truly a trap, says the Lord. Do not divide of land or speak of such that I, the Lord, have created the covenant and bounds for. He's saying, don't divide up what I created a covenant for, and I, the Lord, wrote the bounds for, he says. So he says as well that the day such is inked, the United States shall see a great shaking, says the Lord. O leadership, you are the keeper of your flock. Do not bring them into a pit, for the bounds are for me, meaning the Lord, to define, says the Lord, not lost people to demand, says the Lord. Then he warns about envelopes. Envelopes, says the Lord, just watch. Envelopes, a string of them showing up in the capital of your nation at a precarious time, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, for a triple threat is being hatched, says the Lord, against your leaders in this time. They cannot be drawn into frivolous fights or matters, for it is all a ruse and a distraction to look the other way for a moment so crisis can be activated. Do not waste your words, O leadership of America, in this time. Do not give the enemy hollow, shallow, fleshly words to take and reverse engineer as a spear back at you, says the Lord. Speak from faith, says the Lord. Speak from prayer, says the Lord, and watch the battles I turn in your favor, says the Lord. He warns about Absalom positioning himself in the nation, the conspiracy growing strong, that this has to quickly be put down, or nearing the 2-year mark, there will be a forced step down that could shatter your nation. That's a very sobering, serious warning right there. So, and what I notice sometimes is when the Lord repeats himself in some of these things, that the event is getting closer. So I've realized that over time. Absalom may arise. Do not allow him to place gatekeepers at the gate of Congress, at the gate of the White House, at the gate of cities that are financial hubs. Do not bring Absalom back. Do not let him move about the kingdom, for he is planning your overthrow, says the Lord. I have a feeling who one of these Absaloms are, and I'm going to pray first. I'm not going to say it yet, but somebody was just brought back into the White House that was removed. Absalom was removed and brought back. There is somebody with a very well-known name that was just removed from the White House and then brought back. So I'm going to pray about that some more. Thus says the Lord, the mockery of my people shall turn on the mockers, says the Lord. He warns about that. And just because they can quote scripture doesn't mean they know me, says the Lord. Those who yell the loudest of injustice, many of them do not know me, nor do they privately serve me, says the Lord. They serve themselves in their ways of thievery they never unhooked from. In this time, this shall be uncovered, says the Lord. This is what he says. He talks about shocking betrayals in the conservative movement, in the movement of the donkeys, betrayals in media, betrayals of governors, betrayals within the church, the denomination, says the Lord, the fractured, splintered denominations who serve the denomination more than they serve me, says the Lord. One of the most shocking betrayals in the Catholic Church shall emerge in this time. The Church of England, says the Lord, Episcopal, says the Lord, for you have let the betrayer and destroyer in, and now it shall turn on you, says the Lord. Watch what gets turned on its head. Watch, says the Lord, for the heads of these will have explaining to do that will not leave those areas whole, says the Lord. He talks about the old wineskin being removed. Now, this is an important part here. He says, for I, the Lord, in this season, am pouring new wine into new wineskins for the time we are entering. You cannot do things the old way, the business as usual way. The everyone else has done this, so I can way. No, says the Lord, that's capital. This is a new way being carved, a new method, new strategy in many arenas, a fresh perspective, a spiritual refreshing, a boldness, a fire, prayerful strategy that shall rise like a wave in the political, says the Lord, to take out the sandcastles and operations the old have operated by. For, says the Lord, the water of my word shall leave it a mound of nothing. As you see how weak these parties and organizations and leaders truly were. No substance, all show, says the Lord. This shall take place over the next year, says the Lord. And then he says what he said to Zerubbabel. When it was, say to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, not by my spirit, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That Zerubbabel was a governor. So that's interesting that that was put in there. Let's see what else. England, that he's raising up a leader in England, a leader who knows me, a leader who is not afraid of Ishmael, a leader who will provoke an entire nation that has lost its way to think and exit, capital, the old way of doing such, and overthrow and throw off such wineskin. This shall be more potent than Brexit, says the Lord. And mayors who serve Ishmael shall be overthrown through this, and some territory shall be taken back, says the Lord. For the spirit of the Lord shall be upon this leader. They shall not look the roll. However, when they open their mouth, a provoking power that comes from me, the provoking of the counsel of the Holy Spirit shall come forth and stir the people. It shall dismantle sophisticated arguments in high places, says the Lord. It shall destroy the flow of the stranger and foreigner who is hostile to the foundation of such a nation, for they attempt to lay a new foundation over the old. And he talks about an excavator coming in. But then he says, a cry shall come out of England. Woe, woe, a wail, W-A-I-L, like a cry. A wail is coming out of England that the whole world will hear, and it shall begin a revolution and an exit and a driving out and impeachment, says the Lord, for it shall rise in England. It shall arise as a whisper in America that shall attempt one last shout and be muzzled like an ox, says the Lord. He talks about the battle being great for the nations of the earth. Let's see what else. The largest universities in your nation shall have a wave of my glory. That's capital, says the Lord. That the young cubs are coming to the Lion of Judah, says the Lord, pursuing fervently, and I, the Lord, shall answer such in this time, in this season. A great fall in Chicago, an outcry, the outcry that shall grip the nation. For the one who sits enthroned in chains that holds the rights to such shall be stripped in this season. Stripped, says the Lord. Grace has gone forth, which means judgment is present, says the Lord. Gangs shall put down their weapons, says the Lord, as these chains are cut and righteousness enters the atmosphere. It is coming, says the Lord. So those are some of the points I wanted to hit again. Praise the Lord in this word. Now, this word will go on the blog, but I'm about to show you something else. So I'm about to show you something else prophetically that's going to blow your mind. Some of you have seen I've been putting out shorts lately. And I have been showing how hidden within people's names and events, it's got to be specific combinations, there is coded and hidden within it other plans and events. Well, I perceive it to be the Lord took me deeper last night into today. And I'm about to show you something that is going to blow your mind when it comes to this. Because I believe what's happening is the kingdom of darkness, its disciples, as well as those who serve a darkness within agencies within this nation and abroad, are purposely hiding within layers of noise, events, names, and circumstances. Parts of plans they desire to execute in a certain order. Okay? So I want to show you this. I want to show you this because this is going to blow your mind, because it blew my mind when the Lord showed me. Ready? Wait for this. Thomas Matthew Crooks, Donald Trump, Butler, Pennsylvania election. This is what happened July 13th, 2024, right? Thomas Matthew Crooks attempted to assassinate Donald Trump, right? In Butler, Pennsylvania, because of the election. Okay, so here's the circumstances surrounding this event. Let me show you everything that is hidden within this event. Every thing, name, time. Wait till you see this. That's hidden within this. Everything I'm about to show you, you can spell from all of this. You ready for it? Here we go. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, CIA, PSYOP, Israel, Ukraine, election, coup, shutdown, Epstein, Elon Musk, impeach, New York, Mamdani, socialist, takeover, Muslim. Out of this. Because remember, after this event happened, everything changed. People started getting real funny and strange. An unusual set of events, one after the other, began to happen in this nation. A shift in the conservative party began to happen in this nation. After this event, things began to drastically shift and events began to come one after another with very strange shiftings in alliances, in parties, in the way individuals were speaking. After Thomas Matthew Crooks attempted to kill Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, because of the election, everything on this paper happened. Everything I'm showing you on this paper happened. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, CIA, PSYOP, Israel, Ukraine, election, coup, shutdown, Epstein, Elon Musk, impeach, New York, Mamdani, socialist, takeover, Muslim. You can spell every one of these from this. This is not an accident. This is not an accident. This is not by chance. This is very intentional, having to do with the kingdom of darkness, its disciples of darkness, and those hidden deep within the corruptness that want to partner with such. Because you have to remember, what moves about in the spirit comes into the natural, and the spirit is ahead of the natural. So if you think about it this way, the realm of the spirit moves ahead of the natural, right? The realm of the spirit is futuristic. That then from that pulls things into the natural, whether it be through Almighty God and his kingdom, or whether the kingdom of darkness and its disciples are trying to align certain things in the spirit in order to bring about certain results in the natural. When this happened, because there's a lot of talk about Thomas Matthew Crooks right now. There's documentaries coming out suddenly. Interesting timing about him. It's hitting the mainstream media now. There is a lot of questions being asked about his associations, who he was involved with, his online footprint, right? There's a lot of talk about this right now. But after this event happened, Thomas Matthew Crooks, Donald Trump attempted to kill Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania because of the election. After this happened, all of this happened. All of this on this paper. There's fighting over the Epstein files. You suddenly see what's going on with Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. The CIA and PSYOP went into overdrive after what happened with Charlie Kirk. All of a sudden, Israel comes into the picture. Ukraine comes into the picture, right? There, all of a sudden, there's a big change in dialogue over that. And then there was talk about a coup within parties and the shutdown happens, right? And all of a sudden, Elon Musk, who was sent away, comes back into the picture, right? While impeach, we're waiting on that one. But then, as all this is happening, what happens? New York, Mamdani, socialist takeover, Muslim. This cannot be a mistake, everyone. This is highly, highly orchestrated and intentional. Not only on the part of the kingdom of darkness, but those in the natural that have partnered with them, thinking they could hide plans, blueprints, purposes, and people within events like this, and nobody would see it. And the way the Lord started me down this road is he spoke one word to me, one sentence really. He said, Haman is in Zoram Mamdani's name. Haman is hidden in his name. And once I saw that, all of a sudden in the coming weeks ahead, I fasted and I prayed and I began to see in other events that there were things hidden. Until yesterday, the crescendo came when I looked at this again and I started discerning everything that happened after this. Everything that happened after this, right? Because the election happened. And then we saw what happened with Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, right? And then Israel came into the narrative. Ukraine came into the narrative, right? The CIA and PSYOPs is talked about all over the place. A coup and shutdown came into the narrative. Now Epstein, right? Come back into the narrative, big fight over Epstein. And now President Trump has said, release the files, and he signed off on it. Suddenly Elon Musk is back. And in the meantime, you had New York Mamdani socialist takeover Muslim happen. You cannot say this is by chance. Because I will tell you something, the kingdom of darkness and its disciples don't leave anything up to chance. They are strategic. They are mobilized. They are diligent. They are specific. And they like to operate covertly and hide under the cover of layers of darkness, noise, events, times, dates, people, seasons. What they want to execute. I'm telling you right now, we put out a short of this too. So if you want to send this to somebody you know, this is out as a short on our platforms as well. But this is no accident. This is highly, highly, I believe, intentional. And we are beginning, praise the Lord, to blow the lid off of this. The lid needs to be blown off of this. The covers and layers need to be peeled back. And we, as the church, need to understand how the kingdom of darkness operates. You can't fight an enemy you don't know. You cannot properly choose the proper weapon of warfare to fight an enemy. You don't want to bring a knife to a gunfight. You need to understand who you are fighting. This is why Moses sent the spies into the land of Canaan. This is why David did reconnaissance and sent his own group of spies in order to spy out the enemies, including the Philistines. This is why, because you cannot go into a battle blind. And the enemy for so long has had a hand in watering down and dumbing down the church through his disciples so they would not be aware of the technicalities, the blueprints, the hidden nature, and the plans of the enemy and the battle ahead. The enemy does not want us to be able to discern the battle ahead. He wants us to be watered down, looking the other way, superficial, on the milk, off the meat, so that we cannot see the deeper things that are going on. And it's time for the church to wake up and actually have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say, and be able to see this and see through the noise and hear through the noise the voice of our Father and be able to see the depths of what darkness wants to keep covered. We should, in this season, be sharpened and equipped to do that. The church is not just there to see Jesus loves you. Yes, he does love you. He loves his creation, and he wants people to come to know him as Lord and Savior. And yes, we have to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, but we also have to contend. And if we can't see the deeper things, how is deep going to call on to deep? And how are we going to contend for Christ with those that are so far in the depths, they can't see the light of day? This is why the church needs to pivot and mobilize. This is why you can't scratch the surface anymore. This is why the shallow prophetic is going to be left in a baby pool to sit there and splash around, because God is requiring of his children, of his people, of those in the fivefold to come out deeper and to be willing to see into the depths and speak it with the boldness and the fire from Almighty God. He is calling us to do this in this time. And we have to be wise about it. And we have to use wisdom, and we have to be prayed up, and we have to know the voice of our Father, and we have to be in the Word of God every single day. And we have to be salt and light and living letters read by all men. Your actions matter. People are watching you, even if you don't think they're watching you. They're watching you. Your actions matter. It sometimes matters whether they come to Christ or they turn away. The church is not there to have bake sales and serve donuts and superficially prance around that your Father is going to give you everything and you don't have to be obedient. That's not what the church is there for. The church is there to sharpen, to equip, to grow, to contend, to take territory for the Lord, to win souls to the Lord, to give people the revelation and enlighten them to the spiritual battle that is raging at a feverish pitch at this point in the heavenlies. That they will come into a relationship with Almighty God through Christ Jesus, and it will change eternal matters for them. And they will become a new creation in Christ, and they will now run the race and contend. See, people don't want to run the race. They want to come to Christ, and then they want to stay in a shallow pool. And they don't want to grow. And they want the Lord to give them everything. And you know who created a system like that? Our government. Our government created a system like that. You could be able-bodied sitting in a corner and get everything. And you know what that does? That dulls people. It dulls their minds. It dulls their spirit. It dulls their conscience. And it causes them to become minions. The Lord wants sharpened servants. That's what he wants. Sharpened servants that are able to think clearly, to have clarity in matters, to have wisdom that only comes from God, and to be able to speak with the conviction and weight of the word, which is the sword of the Spirit. That's what he wants. He doesn't want minions. He wants servants, and he wants sons and daughters that are heirs to the covenant through Christ Jesus. Because Christ did not come to abolish the law, as so many want to tout this replacement theology garbage. Christ didn't come to abolish the law. Christ came to fulfill the law. And now we have been given a more excellent covenant through the grafting in of the Gentiles to the covenant of the Jews because of what Christ did. And when you graft something, when you graft a tree, when you have a tree and you take a branch and you want to graft that branch into that tree, it first has to be cut. There has to be a cutting. And that's what happened to Christ at Calvary. There's got to be a cutting. And then you know what happens? That tree, and this is dropping in my spirit real time, that branch is taken, right, and attached to that tree. And then what happens? It's wrapped. Kind of like Christ was wrapped in grave clothes after he died and said, "It is finished," and he was put in the tomb. And then you know what happens over a period of time? That branch is unwrapped, just like Christ was unwrapped and resurrected miraculously. And that branch has seamlessly grown into the tree and is completely grafted and is wholly a part of it. You see, that's what that means. And that's what the enemy would love to get you through those who believe in replacement theology to not understand the prophetic depths of what grafting really means and how we got attached and how it's seamless now and that Jew and Gentile are in the same covenant through Christ, through Yeshua HaMashiach. You see, this is where we have to push in this time. This is where you have to push with your personal relationship with the Lord. This is where, if you're not in the Word, you need to be in the Word every single day. You need to develop the discipline of the relationship with your Father. You cannot hear your Father if you don't spend time with Him. You don't know Him then. You don't know His ways. You don't know His voice. And it's very easy for Satan to come in and counterfeit the voice of God when you don't know what to look for. Don't let the cares of the world, the briars and thorns of the world, choke out the relationship that the Lord wants to have with you, because your flesh doesn't want to be disciplined in it. And the whole goal is for your spirit man to overtake your flesh. So now you're being led of the Spirit and you won't carry out the desires of the flesh, as Scripture so says. So I'm encouraging you this because I could tell by the urgency of that word, the time we're in, and by this, okay, that we need to be able to understand the times and seasons. We need to be able to discern and understand through the power of Almighty God, His wisdom and His vision, the times and seasons, and understand, because the enemy looks to change those. And we, as the body of Christ, should be announcing, exposing, speaking truth into the veins of situations, uncovering the darkness, and waking people up that they come back to the Shepherd, Almighty God. So praise the Lord. I felt that. We need to do that. All glory be to God. Okay. As we're winding down, because I could keep going for hours, God. I could just keep running and going with this, but praise the Lord. All glory be to God for His goodness and His mercy, because it never fails. Okay, a couple of things as we're closing here. I'm going to be in Anaheim, California, and in Phoenix as well, December 3rd. Through the 9th, I believe it is. Oh, no. December 4th through 7th is the Festival of Miracles and Light. It's at David Herzog's church and Stephanie Herzog. They have invited me to speak. I'm honored to do that. I believe I'm speaking the 7th, Sunday night, the 7th. So you can go to theglorizone.org for more information. But I'm looking very forward to seeing you there. And I'm very excited that Daniel Duvall is a part of it, because that book, Prayers That Shake Heaven and Earth, of his is incredible. So praise the Lord for that. We're also going to be in Anaheim at Clay Clark's conference with Eric Trump, Clay Clark, Pastor Phil and Tammy Hostin Pillar, and a host of others. So you can go to timetofreeamerica.com to get tickets for that. It's also in arcofgrace.org/events. But the way you buy the tickets is you have to go to timetofreeamerica.com. And we're just going to put up Givaderm tonight. We're going to put up two quick, and we're not going to run any other commercials. So Givaderm has started their big holiday sale event. It's their biggest savings of the year. If you buy a facial addition system, you get a free eye cream. My husband and I absolutely love this eye cream. Do you know Chris brings it in the car with him on weekends? When I take him to the diner and to visit his mother and father, he actually brings the eye cream with him. I don't know why. You can ask him yourself, but he actually brings the eye cream with him. Also, if you buy a Motherlode kit, you get a free clay mask. Actually, it's called Tighten Your Assets, and it's actually a clay mask, I believe. That's excellent as well. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code, I think it's ARC10, right? Is that the promo code? ARC10. And combine it with this big sale, and it makes an amazing gift. And these ladies love the Lord, so we love to be a blessing to them. Also, we have Switch with Amanda Grace. So if you go to switchwithamandagrace.com, you can sign up for this. But I have been using these products at Ark of Grace for years. When I tell you, they have been wonderful with every animal we have, and we have many different breeds of animal here, including parrots that are highly sensitive to these things, and their cleaning products are incredible. They are way more natural. You are not filling your home with chemicals that are hormone disruptors and all sorts of other things. They also make incredible skincare as well as makeup as well. But the cleaning products we use all over Ark of Grace, including their laundry detergent, including their cleaner for the bathroom, for the floors, and all of our animals do wonderful with it. So it and the proceeds go to Ark of Grace Sanctuary. So if you want a way to support the sanctuary and actually make your home healthier, you could go to switchwithamandagrace.com. That's the way you have to go. That's the website you have to go to if you would like to get involved with this. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We will next week, mark your calendars. Because of Thanksgiving, we're going live Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to be going live Monday and Tuesday because our team needs a little bit of time off too before Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving's coming up as well. So mark your calendars. We'll be live Monday and Tuesday next week, just because it's Thanksgiving week. So we are looking forward to everyone getting a nice break and you know, all of you spending time with your family as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll try to pick Buster up as we end here. I know you all want to see Buster again, so I'm going to try to pick him up right now and not hurt him because he's so small. Oh, Buster, everyone wants to see you. Here's Buster. He's doing very well. He's our newest member at Ark of Grace. He's 12 years old. So we took in a very senior dog from a very serious situation. And he's been such a good boy in the office, as mommy has been prophesying the word of the Lord. So we're just, so you could see him again. We know you all love Buster, but he's doing very well. And all of our animals are doing amazing with him. So praise the Lord for that. It's been a wonderful, wonderful adjustment. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and Ark of Grace team. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Love that Psalm. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. That's in the believer's authority, but I also say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Incredible order to that prayer that truly unlocks wisdom in your prayer life. So I encourage you to go back, take a look at it, incorporate it into your prayer life, as well as Hebrews chapter 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith in the Word of God. So thank you, everyone. We love you. We will be putting out shorts as well, so look for them, and have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you live on Monday. Keep the faith. See, bye.